The job of a firebrand is to set things on fire. And if you want to be one of the Lord's firebrands, then you got to positively affect other people. Now, burning things up doesn't sound like a positive thing, but think about how the kingdom of God works. That's how it works. You know, you get one person saved, and you get a bunch of people saved, and those people get other people saved, and those people get other people saved. And the way it's supposed to work is a big multiplication and exponential growth of people being saved.
Yeah.
But not everybody wants to be saved. That's the problem. But, you know, and the other problem is there's a lot of people out there not doing a thing, not doing anything for the kingdom of God, not helping the kingdom of God, not even going soul winning ever.
Right.
How are you a pastor and you never go soul winning?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Right.
I mean, there's people in other churches that, well, I was just talking to Brother Larson about this earlier, that he was trying to go to this church in Tri-Cities, and, you know, the guy, they do a 45-minute orchestra song. So, you know, do they still have an orchestra? Yeah, a big orchestra. They have, like, a big orchestra. And, like, they even have, like, a big drum that annoys me. But anyway, I've been to that church before. But you know what they were reduced to? 45 minutes of singing and a 15-minute sermon. A Baptist church, an independent fundamental Baptist church with like seven pastors on staff. Seven, I'm not even kidding you. They all have a like office space, and every pastor has their own office next to the building. And they're all pastors of different things. The pastors of the bus, the pastors of the youth, the pastors of this and that, the jail ministry, and all the other things that they have going on. Brother Eli went to that church too, right? Yeah, Riverview. I used to think that was a fired up church, though. But you know what the problem is with that church is Brother Robert was telling me that there's people that go out and they hand out invitations. But, and some of them, you know, what they call soul winning is the bus ministry. And that's what most Baptist churches will say. We got soul winning. It's the bus ministry. Go knock on doors and try to get kids signed up for the bus ministry so that you can get that kid saved. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting people saved. I'm not knocking that. But like when you're going knocking, why don't you try to get the person saved at the door?
Yeah.
He said people try to do that, but they just don't really know what they're doing. That's a disgrace to those pastors that run that church.
Right.
Because if there's seven pastors, don't you think one of those guys might know how to go soul winning and show somebody else how to get somebody saved?
Amen.
It's ridiculous. That is the state of affairs in Baptist Christianity right now. And they want to sit there and knock people in our movement and knock pastors that I'm friends with and say that they're bad. They're wrong. How dare you preach against that? How dare you preach against this? Why? Because you're too scared? Because you've got a church full of blue hairs that won't do anything and you're afraid to preach on things because you'll stop getting the tithe check? It's weak. They got all kinds of events and things that they do. We do too. We do all kinds of events and things like that.
Amen.
Not at the expense of our soul winning ministry.
Amen.
That's always going to be number one.